This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
After the hour. Welcome back live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Man, it's rainy. It's feeling great. I love the rainy days, man. I'm all into that. I got sunburned on, Friday or Saturday? And then I'm outside working in the yard, I get sunburned, and the next day it's cloudy, and yeah, I love it. Rain's great. It's a great thing. Always need the moisture, Colfax, all the time. Never do we not need it. Joining me now, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Zach, my friend. Hey, any news on Aaron Rodgers? Is he a Bronco yet, or how we doing there?
Oh, does he not want to be in Green Bay? Is something like that happening?
I'm like, so much of this about the draft and, oh, the Broncos failed, but there's Aaron Rodgers. Is that going to happen? How do we feel today, a few days later, about the Aaron Rodgers news, the Patrick Surtain news, and the draft, and then foregoing Justin Fields?
Well, I think all three of those names are tied together, and because I don't think that you'll be able to talk about the Patrick Surtain pick without mentioning Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers for the next month. And then, let's say the Broncos don't land Aaron Rodgers, then you're not going to be able to mention Patrick Surtain in terms of if that was a good pick or not without mentioning Justin Fields for a couple of years until we see how Justin Fields pans out. But right now, the vibe surrounding Aaron Rodgers is really good. Now, of course, the vibe in the hopes of the Broncos landing him was as high as it could be Thursday, a couple of hours before the draft, especially when you started to see some reports saying that the deal was as close to done as possible. Well, we know that the deal wasn't as close as it was reported then, but the interest is absolutely still there. So after those reports kind of cooled down, then the vibe has still been very good. Now, what did we see when those reports came out? We saw that the Broncos, Raiders, and San Francisco were on his wish list. Since then, Brady, and now maybe it's just because I've been too tied into the Broncos draft over these last couple of days, but since then, I've only seen Denver come out from a national perspective on where Aaron Rodgers will go if he is traded. So I think the big question right now isn't, will the Broncos have enough to trade for Aaron Rodgers? Will they be able to outbid other teams? It's if the Green Bay Packers are finally going to accept that Aaron Rodgers is done and he will not go back and play with them. Now, maybe they can change that and bring him back, but that's the biggest hurdle the Broncos have. I think once Green Bay realizes that they have to trade him, if they do realize that, then the Broncos are the heavy favorites to land him, and there's no reason why a deal shouldn't be done. Aaron Rodgers has connections here to Denver. His fiance lives in Boulder, or at least has a part-time house in Boulder, so there's a connection there. In terms of football, it makes a lot of sense. The Broncos have two huge things going their way in order to get Aaron Rodgers. They have John Elway, and I think that would be a big selling point because John Elway would say, look what I did with Peyton Manning. I gave him every tool needed. You know how you've been complaining in Green Bay about how you haven't had those offensive tools, you haven't had any investment in you? Well, you don't have to take my word for it. We have the offensive investment already here. You can come play with multiple first-round weapons, some second-round weapons as well, Pro Bowl players on the offensive side of the ball. And then the other thing that ties into that is Aaron Rodgers already would have the weapons in Denver. So it's a clear selling point there. The biggest hurdle is just getting the Packers to realize that. Now, the Packers aren't going to be in any rush to trade a Hall of Fame quarterback. So, Brady, I think we'll be talking about this for at least the next month. And there's also good reason for that. Aaron Rodgers' contract really helps if they trade him after June 1st. So that's why I think this is going to be kind of a slow process.
Yeah, you mentioned it last week that if it does happen, it's going to come after that key date, June 1st. Now, Zach, you were so knee-deep with the draft. There was a statement that Rodgers had made. I don't know where I saw it, where I read it. It's been, everywhere you look, there's an Aaron Rodgers quote. There's something about, hey, he might be things, he would be willing to kind of help mend fences if they fix the situation to his liking. Is there any truth to that? And what would that mean? Because the draft's over. You're not going to be – free agency's over pretty much as far as hot ticket items. So you're not going to be building a roster around him any more than you already did. Wouldn't that mean, hey, we're going to have to be firing somebody in the front office, maybe a few somebodies?
Yeah, and you pointed to a few somebodies. The one that was reported, and who knows if it was a true report or not, said it would be the GM. The GM would have to go, which would be huge. But Brady, I know a lot of people inside NFL circles say, oh, you can't do that. You can't choose the GM over a player. You can't do it if it's a third-round tight end. You can do it if it's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'll tell you what. And Aaron Rodgers' desire that he said in the past to play well into his 40s, this isn't a move that you're making to keep a Hall of Fame quarterback for one more year. If you're talking about 1 or 2 years, Hall of Fame quarterback or a GM that you really like, I think that's a conversation that needs to be had. If you're really talking about Aaron Rodgers, who could play for 5 or 6 more years with potentially 4 of them at a very good level, or if you want to convince yourself he can play at a Tom Brady type of level at the end of his career, then you're talking about 6 more years. Then this isn't a question. Yes, you move on from the GM. And would that be putting a lot of power in Aaron Rodgers' court? Heck yeah, it would be. But you know what? You do that to keep your Hall of Fame quarterback in town. So I understand in NFL circles that would be saying, whoa, that's a lot of power. Yeah, yeah, it is. If you want a Hall of Fame quarterback, you're going to have to give him a lot of power. And it's not like you've done everything to satisfy him up to this point. This would kind of be recorrecting your past mistakes. I mean, I think it was hilarious this morning that there were reports coming out saying that the Packers tried to trade up for Justin Jefferson last year. Okay, well, you didn't. You didn't do that. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is now happy that you at least tried to trade up last year? I don't think he cares.
Well, think about it too, Zach. You remember Aaron Rodgers last year. He's on NFL Network. He's on a bunch of radio programs saying, yeah, I hope we can get a wide receiver. There's a lot of great wide receivers in this class. There's some tight ends. You know, that would be awesome. You put yourself out there. And then not only do they not draft guys to help you out, they draft ultimately your replacement. There's almost, for an MVP, a Hall of Famer, you almost feel embarrassed by your own franchise.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a slap in the face to Aaron Rodgers last year. And that is something, and they didn't even let him know that they were doing that ahead of time. You know, that's at least something that they could have done, is let him know that they were thinking that, and then maybe they could have found out how furious he would have been with that and gone a different direction. But they could have imagined that to be the case. And one thing that is interesting, and one thing I think, if they were to move on from their general manager and choose Aaron Rodgers, that would probably do it right there. And I think Aaron would be okay coming back, because one thing we found out over these past couple of days is just how sectioned off their organization is. Their coaching staff really has nothing to do with the big decisions. So the coaching staff, Matt LaFleur, didn't have a huge role in drafting Jordan Love. So if they moved on from their GM, everything else in place there would be all behind Aaron Rodgers, specifically the coaching staff. I mean, Matt LaFleur is just put in a terrible position here.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. I was watching a Good Morning Football this morning talking about the Broncos roster. They all 4 hosts extremely high on the Broncos roster, which would then say, if you could get Aaron Rodgers for a reasonable price, whatever that looks like, dare we say this, Zach, not only are they a competitor in the AFC West, are the Broncos, how far do they go? If you took Aaron Rodgers and you traded off 2 first-round picks and a second today, are the Broncos a contender?
Absolutely. Right away. From the ground, from right now, they would be. And you know what? Let's throw in, let's make it something that makes the Broncos uncomfortable. Let's do 2 first-round picks, a second, and let's throw in one of their star players, a Courtland Sutton, a Jerry Jeudy, a Patrick Surtain, who they just got, or Bradley Chubb. Throw one of those guys in just to make it uncomfortable, and the Broncos are still Super Bowl contenders right away. And now how I see this, I view it very much as the 2012 Broncos, the first year they got Peyton Manning. Broncos go 12-4. They go on an 11-game win streak. They are hot. They are one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL. And then we don't need to relive what happened in the playoffs, but from right away, the Broncos were a great team. And then what happened the following year? 1 year under the belt of Peyton Manning, where he gets a full season, full off season, and then they're a record-setting offense. That could be exactly the trajectory for the Broncos. Now, of course, you hope that it ends in a Super Bowl in 2013 or 2012, but that's how I see this, is right away the Broncos were Super Bowl contenders, and then that next year they were unbelievably dangerous. They just happened to, once they got to the Super Bowl, not only did they match up against a great defense in 2013, but they were just killed with injuries. Who's to say if they're healthy, if that game still goes in the blowout fashion that it did? But that's how I view this team. With Aaron Rodgers, instant Super Bowl contenders and dangerous for many years to come.
Zach, you've got me in my Sherlock Holmes hat now because you said Courtland Sutton, perhaps. And I thought it odd that Denver drafted Seth Williams out of Auburn and then signed our poll question. It was about Warren Jackson. You know, we're Rams fans. Were you shocked that Warren Jackson didn't get drafted? I thought anywhere from fourth to sixth round, Warren Jackson gets drafted, but that wasn't the case. Could that be why they loaded up on a couple of wide receivers that I think have some upside there? Because if you do move on from Courtland, you have some, kind of some more open competition.
Yeah, you do, and it's a really good point. I'm pumped that the Broncos got Warren Jackson.
Yeah.
This guy can play. Really reminds me of Preston Williams in terms of just like, how did this guy go undrafted? He's going to be a baller. And remember, Preston Williams, his rookie season, I remember reports coming out of Miami during training camp of his rookie season as an undrafted guy, that he was the second or the best wide receiver on their team. Now, I'm surprised that Warren Jackson chose the Broncos just because of how loaded a room it is. So I feel a little bad for him that way. But he's obviously confident in himself there. And that absolutely could be a reason why the Broncos did that, is knowing that whether it's Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, the room's going to get a little bit thinner. And then also you have to look at what's going to happen after this year. Let's say for some reason the Broncos don't trade one of these guys in a big deal for a quarterback, and they're able to keep Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, well, then you're probably losing Tim Patrick after this season. He's going to go get paid somewhere. And then Deshaun Hamilton is a guy that's probably not even going to make the roster this year. So you could see a few spots open up in the future, but I was surprised to see them go wide receiver in the draft. They're always going to pick up a wide receiver or two in undrafted free agency, but I was surprised to see them go after Seth Williams. And Seth Williams is a guy with super high potential at being, you know, a 6'6 wide receiver.
If the Broncos land Aaron Rodgers and Courtland Sutton's a part of that deal, whatever, I mean, we might look at George Payton and call him like an evil genius, man, because he passes on Justin Fields to get a needed position. Even though you have corners, I still love loading up. I love what Vic Fangio is probably going to do with these guys. Then you go get enough receivers to make it a hell of a camp. If that's somehow the plan in all this, oh my goodness, George Payton's going to be must watch every single free agency / draft year.
Oh, my gosh, without a doubt. I mean, George Payton's grade this offseason would be an A+, and not just because of the moves he's made, but the way he's made them. He really has taken that aggressive but not reckless mindset to this offseason, and that includes patience. And I think that's one thing that George Payton has been excellent at, is being patient. Look, he could have traded for Teddy Bridgewater 2 months ago in February when the Broncos first talked about it. He could have said, you know what, I want Teddy. I'm going to give you a fourth-round pick, more than the sixth-round pick they gave up, and we'll pay his entire salary because we want him. Instead, they give up a sixth-round pick and are only paying him $4.5 million. Great value there. I don't think we'd be talking about Teddy Bridgewater is a great acquisition if they were paying him $20 million and had to give up, you know, a fourth or a third-round pick for him. Then we'd be saying, value's not there. Great deal. Now, if the Broncos land Aaron Rodgers, we're going to be saying, heck, the Broncos didn't give up two first-round picks to get Matthew Stafford. Instead, they gave up that similar of a package to get Aaron Rodgers. What a steal with Kyle Fuller. Remember, there was a lot of talks of the Broncos potentially trading for Kyle Fuller, taking on his $17 million salary, trading a day 2 pick in order to get him. I was one of those people, Brady. I was saying, do it. He's a great player. Bring him in. And George Payton proved me wrong. He said, we're going to wait. Right when Kyle Fuller was cut, they signed him. So patience has just been huge. And if they get a quarterback, which is obviously a huge if, then George Payton has played this offseason literally perfectly.
No question, man. Very well said. It's been fun to watch how he's done this. Things have fallen to him, so to speak. And I know the Justin Fields thing will be controversial if they don't land Aaron Rodgers. But we'll see. The rest of the draft for you quickly, Zach. What else stood out to you? I mean, Javonte Williams, second or third best running back in this draft. So I really like that pickup.
I love that pickup as well. I mean, you get a guy who many teams had as a first-round talent, including the Broncos. You get him in the second round. Now, you did have to trade up for him, but I'm okay with that, being just how much of a beast he is. He's going to help this team this year, and then he's really going to be their bell cow moving forward after this year. I also like what the Broncos did with the rest of the draft. They went big upside guys with a bunch of talent and some question marks in order to get them there. But the talent they got from these guys is great. And you know what? If you're picking at the end of the third round and then you have a bunch of day three picks, not all of these guys are going to pan out. And that's the case in every draft. So might as well take a shot at some guys that have a high ceiling. And that's what George Payton did. It's very different from what John Elway's done in the past. You know, I look at Josie Jewell, a guy that John Elway picked. He was the exact opposite of what the Broncos got in Baron Browning. Josie Jewell was a guy you knew he was going to be at least a solid player in the NFL. You knew he was going to be kind of borderline backup, borderline starter for you, limited ceiling, but he was going to be that type of player. Baron Browning comes in, his ceiling is, you know, he could absolutely be a three-down linebacker under Vic Fangio. He has all the athletic ability in the world. And his floor, it is much lower than Josie Jewell. There's no guarantee that he's on this team in a couple of years if it doesn't work out. So I like that they went a different route here. And one of the things I really liked was Broncos drafted Caden Stearns, a safety, with their first fifth-round pick. And then once they're on the clock again a few picks later, another safety is at the top of their board. And instead of dropping and taking some guy who is more of a need for the team, they stick with their board, take Jamar Johnson, the safety out of Illinois, and get a very talented player there. So, I mean, I really like what the Broncos did. Jonathan Cooper, getting him in the seventh round, he's a very, very high-character leader guy. And then also Kerry Vincent Jr. I like that pick a lot. He was a guy that fell all the way to the seventh round for two reasons. One, he's small. Two, he didn't play last year. He opted out. And the reason he opted out was just purely over concerns of COVID. To me, that does not bother me if I'm a team evaluating a guy. And Kerry Vincent Jr., Brady, what have we learned about small slot cornerbacks? They can play in the NFL. We saw Chris Harris do it, and we also saw Bryce Callahan do it last year and over the past few years with the Bears. So I really like a lot of these moves.
Yeah, I do too. I love the draft. I'm with you. I love what he did in free agency. And honestly, regardless of what happens with Aaron Rodgers, I feel like this team is much better. I love this defense. I think we could be in store. Maybe we don't call it the no-fly zone, come up with a new nickname, but I feel like you could have a nickname-worthy defense coming up in the 2021 season. Zach, always appreciate your time and insight, my friend. What do you have for us that we can check out? Throw out that Twitter handle.
I'm over at Zach Stevens DNVR. And Brady, I really appreciate it, man. This has just been a blast of a past week.
Oh man, we love getting you on the program. When there's news that matters to Broncos fans, nobody's going to deliver it better than Zach. Zach Stevens, appreciate you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Oh, man, I look forward to it. Hey, maybe it's sometime this week the news is breaking. We'll see.
Hey, maybe they won't wait until the June 1st thing. We get Aaron Rodgers right a little faster and get started as soon as possible. Zach, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Heck of a guy. Heck of a guy. We love getting him on to talk about all things Denver Broncos in the NFL. All right, 41 minutes after the hour. We are desperate for a break. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.